Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me continuing to have a little conversation between the two of us. I was talking in the previous segment about my lament about the lack of intellectual honesty, the loss of intellectual honesty in America. And this, and again, this intellectual honesty would be where a member of Congress, for example, would see something happening that was wrong. It was just the wrong thing to do or say or to be, but it was to their advantage. It was to the disadvantage of the person on the other side of the aisle or the other party. And yet the person on one side who was advantaged by this wrong would say, hey, that's wrong. Even though it helps me, it's wrong. We don't do that around here. That's not how we play the game. Too bad we can't have that, more of that. In America, it seems to me that if something happens and it's to my advantage, I'm okay with it, even if it's wrong. And there's something else that's bothering me, and I. You know, this is going to sound political, this is going to sound partisan, but I don't mean for it to be. President Trump, this impeachment thing of President Trump is a joke. It would be a joke if it weren't so serious, but it's not a serious thing. And the reason you know it's not a serious thing is because the morning after the election, in 2016, that Wednesday morning after the election, the results had just been identified that he had won. Before lunch that day, members of the Democrat Party, Maxine Waters, for example, were saying that we'll impeach him. She used those words. They used that word the morning after the election. He was 2 months away, 3 months away from being inaugurated. The polls had just closed, and they were already going to impeach him. And then the Mueller investigation, they're going to impeach him based on that. That came back. It's not something they can impeach him on. They dropped that. Now we've got something else, this new thing that they're tracking about the phone call with the president of the Ukraine. That's an impeachable. So you see what's going on here, folks. There was never any opportunity for President Trump to not do something, whether he did it or he didn't do it, that they weren't going to try to impeach him on. Well, is that what you hired them to do? I don't think so. And that's the sad part. And again, I'm not carrying Trump's water. I promise you, and those of you who know me, who've heard me on this show, I promise you, if this were the other way around, if they had tried to impeach President Obama on this kind of evidence, this kind of behavior, I would have called him out on this if the Republicans had tried to do that. You know that I was not a supporter of President Obama's policies. I called him out on his policies all the time, but I never questioned his authority as the president. He was the president. We elected him. He got elected president. President Trump is the elected president based on the way the Constitution is established. He's president. And for them to, for the Democrats to do what they've done, with this impeachment fiasco, in my opinion, is wrong. And other Democrats, if they were intellectually honest ones, would say that, would call that out. They would say, wait a minute, this could be on the other foot. This could be on the other side one day. And if this becomes the standard, if this becomes the precedent, it won't be good for us in that scenario. Intellectual honesty, folks. Intellectual honesty is where I call something wrong when it's wrong, even though being wrong helps me. It doesn't matter whether it helps me or it helps you. If it's wrong, if it's not true, if it's a lie, if it's breaking the rules, if it's violating the Constitution, it doesn't matter who it helps or who it hurts. If it's wrong, we should call it that. We should say that. All of us should. Even every voter should. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.